This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, sitting in for Terry Gross. And this is one of the parents of one of the members of Monty Python's Flying Circus.
I enter this? Hello. My name is Muriel Cleese, and I live in a very nice elderly people's home in Weston-super-Mare. My son John is in the new Monty Python film, Life of Brian. Do hope you'll go and see it, because he's on a percentage, and he says if it doesn't do well, he won't be able to keep me on in the home any longer. So see The Life of Brian now, because I'm 102 years old, and if I have to leave here, it'll kill me.
In 1979, when Monty Python's Life of Brian was released, Cleese and company had a lot more to worry about than whether John's mom would stay comfortable. Decades before The Passion of the Christ, this British comedy troupe came up with the idea of telling a comic story about someone who lived during the lifetime of Jesus Christ. Life of Brian also ended with a crucifixion, only this time the people on the cross were singing. Blasphemy? That's how many people felt at the time. Think about how much controversy Mel Gibson's movie stirred today. Then go back in time a few decades and substitute comedy for drama. Here are Michael Palin and Eric Idle in a typically irreverent scene.
Next. Crucifixion.
Yes.
Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Next. Crucifixion.
Yes.
Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Next. Crucifixion.
No, freedom.
What?
Freedom for me. They said I hadn't done anything so I could go free and live on an island somewhere.
Oh. Oh, well, that's jolly good. Well, off you go, then.
Nah, man, you put in your leg. It's crucifixion, really.
Oh, I see. Very good, very good. Well, out of the door.
Yeah, another way. Out the door. One cross each. Line on the left.
Line on the left.
Yes,
thank you. Crucifixion?
Yes.
Good.
The original studio backing the film, England's EMI Studios, withdrew its funding just as shooting was about to commence. It was only when George Harrison came to the rescue and provided money to complete and distribute the film that Monty Python's Life of Brian was saved. Harrison said then that Monty Python was the comic reincarnation of the Beatles. And given how much trouble John Lennon got into when talking about how the Beatles were bigger than Christ, it was an apt comparison. Life of Brian continued getting in trouble, too. It wasn't even released in England until after it premiered in America. Religious groups in both countries attacked it. But once the film was seen and embraced by audiences, who enjoyed its silliness as well as its subtext, Life of Brian was hailed as a success. On its 25th anniversary, Life of Brian is being re-released in a big way. Not just on DVD, where it's available already, but in movie theaters, where it opened recently. In the context of The Passion of the Christ, it has a new currency. But the movie doesn't need that association or that excuse to be resurrected and enjoyed.